Oh, it's so bloody wet here in Cork. I mean, it's not only rained all morning and presumably half the night, but it certainly looks like it's going to carry on indefinitely. The clouds don't look to be moving. The wind is gone. And I've had the particular annoyance that today was the one day of the week when I had plans to go and play golf with a really good friend and ex-business partner. And it's terrible because these days I don't actually have the time to go on another day and play golf. So this is a week in my life lost when I haven't had a chance to play golf. And I've only recently vowed to take up the game again after playing golf in three fantastic golf courses on three consecutive days. In case you're interested, Russ's Point, Inishcrone and Belmullet, known as Carn. But I can't get back into playing golf again, which I'd like to do, unless the weather collaborates. So, what to do? I think the forecast in Ireland is never fixed or reliable, so that there's a very good chance when it forecasts 3 days out that it's going to be continuous rain on a Friday, there's a very good chance that that weather will have blown away earlier than expected, so that there will be golf. So, you know, you don't reschedule to go on Thursday. And anyway, Thursday's a bad day for me. I pick my daughter up and I haven't any way of, you know, that's the job, to pick her up at 2:30 in the afternoon and take her to swimming later on or something like that. So this is a grumpy Paul, a very grumpy Paul, sitting here wondering, you know, is this going to go on? There's one good thing about the weather here. One good thing. I don't mean a generalization. About the specific dollop of rain that we're getting right now is that we had a fairly long period during which we got no rain. And I began to get twitchy about what that was going to do to the stuff in pots. There's no need really to do anything about grass here in Ireland. It's not like California, Arizona, or any of those parched desert places, or even those places in Spain or Italy or south of France or anything like that. We have got plenty of stuff stored under the ground that will keep the grass sweet, if you like. So generally speaking, you don't actually have to do any watering, even during a long hot summer here in Ireland. I mean, and grass will revive very, very easily. Won't it? Yeah, there's no problem with water here in Ireland, and that's why everywhere is so green. But that's not the case with pots. Sometimes more delicate things are in pots. So that none of that is really reassuring me and comforting me after the frustration. There was a time when I would have said, I go out in any kind of weather. I go out in any kind of weather, and the worse the weather is, the better chance that all the others will give up and I'll win the match. In other words, I'll be last man standing. Those days have gone. I can't stand the experience of the golf club slipping out of my hand, trying in a failing sort of way to keep the club grips on the clubs dry. And that's quite apart from the fact that I don't possess one of these super duper wetsuits that is breathable and keeps all of the rain, no matter what it's like, out. But you know the old joke, I've told it on audio before, which is there's no such thing as bad weather, only inappropriate clothing. Well, that's all very well and very clever and everything like that, but when it comes to this morning, I don't have the appropriate clothing. And to be honest, I don't feel like stumping up €250 which is probably, you know, a reasonably low price for top class golfing wetsuit. And this reminds me that in addition to the player of golf getting wet, the golf clubs themselves get wet, the bag gets wet, everything is, the feet, the squelch, although I do have waterproof shoes, but the whole thing becomes much more an endurance matter than, you know, a really enjoyable long walk where you feel that, probably spuriously, you feel that you're getting plenty of exercise, fresh air, sunshine, lots of whatever you get from the sun, omegas or any other kind of, you know, ultraviolet food. So that's it. Gee, this is especially to reassure the people in California that even though they have their own frustrations and can't water anywhere, and I don't know if they even have drinking water coming out of their taps these days, you know, but to tell them that, look, there are worse things in life than having no water. Although, I suppose, in the whole scheme of things, Paul not being able to play golf on a Friday, no matter what the background, is a really trivial matter.